The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Okay, so I've come here today to talk to David Holland. I've got your name right, haven't I, David?
You have indeed, thank you.
I get a habit of getting people's names wrong all the time. And you are a, I don't know what the word is to use, you are a fundraiser, a volunteer?
Both are adequate, but I would like to call myself a fundraiser for the Christie Hospital.
And you're part of, it's abbreviated to CAM, isn't it?
Yes, we set up about approximately 20 years ago, and we called ourselves under the name of CAM, but it's an abbreviation for the Christie Appeal in Macclesfield. Because we were all living in the district area of Macclesfield. I live in Poynton. Others members were living within a 5-6 mile radius of the town centre. So it seemed appropriate to call us by that name.
So you said you've been doing it for 20 years.
Correct, yeah.
Let's put a bit of backstory to it. Is there a personal story why you started in the first place all those years ago?
Some very good friends of mine were called Richard and Carol Tong, and they were at the golf club. This is approximately 20 years ago. Richard had testicular cancer, and at the same time, Carol had breast cancer. And together, they wanted to give something back to the Christie. I was like-minded, like they were, and very proactive in fundraising. And they said, could you join the group? And I said, yes, I'd be delighted to. And they still support the group to this day. But that's how it started all those years ago. There were other members in its infancy. There was a young lady called, and she was inspirational to us all, and she was called Polly Butterworth, who was one of the founder members, had cancer. And believe you me, she came to every meeting, did so much fundraising. I was in awe of her, really, and yet she was very, very poorly and unfortunately died only 2 or 3 years after knowing her, but she was fantastic. And I got so inspired, and I went down to the Christie, met very many people, and it was just such a wonderful, wonderful place. And I thought to myself, right, this is for me. And with Richard, Carroll and many other people, we started the fundraising all those, you know, approximately 20 years ago.
Can you put a figure on the kind of amount of money that you've raised in those 20 years or so?
We've raised just short of 600,000. I think it stands at around about 590,000 at the moment. And I'm so proud of that figure, especially because the money's been raised in many forms, but mainly it's the people of Macclesfield and the surrounding district that have raised this money. We're just here to collect it. It's the people that have, it's the people of Macclesfield and Cheshire to raise the money for the Christie.
So what things have you done in those 20 years? Can you just rack your brains about all those years ago. What kind of things did you get up to fundraise?
Oh, that's a very good question. You name it, we've done it.
And there's been some really crazy ideas as well.
Yeah, funnily enough, there was one where we got into the Guinness Book of Records. Can you believe it? This is going back to a good friend of mine, again, Richard Tong. And we did different modes of transport in a day. How many different modes of transport could you do in one day? And to qualify for the mode of transport, we had to get one person to do, I think it was 1/4 mile in this mode of transport. And then we had to come up with various ideas of a mode of transport, like a wheelbarrow, a unicycle, obviously to a motor car. And we got involved with the local council and other areas, golf clubs, etc. And I think we finished up at something like 145 different modes of transport. Obviously your legs, walking along there. And there was many others as well. And it was fantastic. And we raised an awful lot of money. It subsequently has been beaten, like all records are there to be beaten. But we did it and we got involved with, again, I say, many local councils on this. And it worked wonders for us. And we got some national coverage as well in the newspapers and television at that time. That was the most bizarre one we did. But the other ones are sort of reinventing the wheel, really. We do street collections. And again, Macclesfield are very supportive of that. We do fundraising through quiz nights, the usual ones, raffles, dinner dances.
David, if somebody's listening to this and they think, oh, I'm going to do a fundraising event for the Christies, yeah, who do they need to contact first of all?
I think it would be the best if they contacted the appeals office in Manchester, of which the address is appeals@christies.org, or telephone 0161 446 3988. And speak to somebody in the communities team.
On behalf of the Christies anyway, thank you for raising so much money over these years. That's a
lot
of money.
We're delighted.
I don't think we need to reiterate how important the Macclesfield Christies is going to be. David, thank you very much for talking to me.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.